I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
I'm Steve, and I'm the owner of Cartoon Steel. We bring lighthearted fun and nostalgia to shooting sports with our cartoon character gong targets. Steamboat Willie, Felix the Cat, and many more. Got an idea for a unique steel gong target? Shoot us a line on our website, cartoonsteeltargets.com. That's cartoonsteeltargets.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. December the 17th, 2024. 2024 is coming to a close quickly. Seems like time is speeding up. It was just Thanksgiving. Now we're just a little over a week out from, about a week from, 8 days from Christmas, and about 2 weeks from the new year. This morning, while we were sleeping, about 6 a.m. Moscow time, Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov and his deputy were assassinated when an improvised explosive device packed with about 300 grams of TNT attached to an electric scooter detonated as they were leaving his apartment block in Moscow. Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov joined the armed forces of the USSR in 1987. He went to the Kostroma Higher Military Command School of Chemical Defense in 1991. His career focused on establishing a global intelligence surveillance network to track and the spread of nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons using human resources, spies, along with ground and space-based technologies. When assassinated today, he was the chief of the Radiation Chemical Biological Defense Troops of the Armed Forces of the Russian Federation. It is assumed that the suspects in the assassination were Zelensky's / CIA's operatives. Now, Lieutenant General Kirillov was able to warn about a nuclear false flag attack the West was planning in 2022. He was to reveal that President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, was financing Ebola research in Ukrainian biolabs. So you can see why he would be a target of this administration and being used for the assassination, America's forces in Ukraine. In my view, so he warns these, reveals that President Joe Biden's son Hunter is financing Ebola research in the Ukrainian biolabs. He was also able to warn that spent nuclear fuel and hazardous chemical waste were being imported into Ukraine for a potential dirty bomb creation this past year. His actions years ago allowed President Putin to warn President George W. Bush about the impending attack 2 days prior to 9/11. Today, the Socialist New York Times, an official within the Ukraine Security Services, known as SBU, said that Ukraine was responsible for the killing. The official, who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss a sensitive intelligence operation, confirmed the details of the assassination given by Russia. A day before his killing, SBU had charged General Kirillov in absentia. The assassination death ordered against Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov, coming on the same day he opened an investigation into information contained in articles like, quote, "Mystery drones could be trying to find radioactive material," according to an aerospace CEO, and also, "Unidentified drones in America's skies smells like a false flag." Smells like a false flag. So, the general, it appears, was investigating something that was verboten. And yesterday, Donald Trump, he did address the matter of these drones, and he said there are things that he cannot say. And he canceled his trip to New Jersey. He was planning to go to the up north to New Jersey. He canceled his trip. But he did know about it. He said that the president did say that the military, the Department of Defense, they know what is going on. But he said, "I can't discuss anything more than that, because you know why? He might get the flu, an attempt to give him the flu once again." So Kirillov, he states that, it's stated about him, again, that These mystery drones could be trying to find radioactive material. They have this equipment on board, like a dog. They sniff, and they can sniff radioactive. I guess you would say leakage a couple of miles away. So Donald Trump, he knows about it. He addressed it. He said, this government, our intelligence, our military, absolutely know what is, who owns the drones, where they come from, why they're out there, what they're looking for, which branch of the government, whether it be Navy, Air Force, Army, Marines, which branch of the DOD, what department. He knows, he said that these are not unidentified objects. We don't know who they are, so to us they're unidentified flying objects, but not to the military. They are to the military, to the government, they are identified objects. And they know who gave orders to send them, to position them, so they're not unidentified. Semantics. Then we have the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission releases a report confirming radioactive material lost in transit. Shipping container arrives damaged and empty in New Jersey, December 16th, yesterday. United States Nuclear Regulatory Commission has confirmed that radioactive material was lost in transit earlier this month, heightening the fears about public safety and sparking theories about mysterious drone activity in New Jersey. The truth, Christ said, the truth will be made known. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Tune in for the Dan Bongino Radio Show Monday through Friday from noon to 2 and 6 to 7 p.m. exclusively here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, Northern Colorado's best talk.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Hey, KHNC family, this is Jason Garcia, inviting you to tune in every Monday at 5 p.m. for the Authentic Business Show. Learn about incredible local businesses, what they do, how to support them. Don't miss out on tips to boost your own success, Monday at 5 p.m. on 1360 KHNC.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Thank you.
Okay, so the Lord Jesus said, Christ, before his death, stated that nothing done in secret will be hidden, and what is done in secret will be revealed, brought out into the light, into the open, viewed for everyone to see. So here in Russia, you have an assassination of a general who is investigating chemicals, anything that is nuclear, and he gets the flu. And Zelensky, out of Ukraine, Ukraine Security Service, they say that Ukraine was responsible for it. And who is working with the Ukrainian Secret Services? Hunter Biden. He's involved with financing Ebola research in Ukrainian biolabs. But this general was able to warn about spent nuclear fuel and hazardous chemical waste being imported into Ukraine for a potential dirty bomb in the last year. You see, if they can't assassinate Donald Trump, the rulers of this country, if they can't assassinate him, then what they'll have to do is they'll go to plan B or C or D or E. There are other plans scheduled. Should one fail, they have a contingency, a backup plan, plan B. If it fails, they have plan C. A nuclear bomb detonated in that heavily populated area in New York, New Jersey. First thing would happen, declaration of martial law, suspend Trump's being sworn in. A prominent political commentator highlighted the NRC's event report during a review of regulatory alerts. Quote, while looking at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission alerts, I can confirm there is a radioactive material that has gone missing on December 2nd, 2024, out of New Jersey. It didn't go missing without the knowledge of one of the departments in the U.S. government. It didn't go missing. I used to drive semi from Colorado to New York, back, go to Boston, New York, Buffalo, New York, all over. And we went to the Kennedy Cutty Sark to pick up a semi-load of Cutty Sark whiskey. Now, with the Cutty Sark whiskey, we were told no communication on the CB. We were expected in Cheyenne about 20 hours later. And we were told by the gentleman who loaded our truck and brought the truck around to us. They took the truck, loaded it, brought it back. We didn't even go into the back end of the warehouse. We were told that be careful, you'll disappear. If anybody asks what you're carrying, toilet paper. We'd taken a previous trip to New York City and to the district where you have all of the, I'm trying to think of the name of that district, in the Bronx. And it's where everything goes into that area. And then from there it is dispersed into the city. We picked up a load of something. We had to show them our ID. We were taken into the office. They took the truck, loaded the truck. They gave us a manifest. It was sealed. And we were told, and they locked the trailer, padlocks, and seals. And the individual that we visited with that took care of all the operation had a gun on the sidearm on his holster, on his chest. And he said, "Okay, gentlemen, where's your first stop?" Seneca Hills truck stop, New Jersey, or Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania. "What time will you be there?" "Should be there by 7. "What do you do?" "We fuel, have dinner, take showers." He said, "Well, no dinner, no showers. Fuel, one of you has to go to the bathroom, go. You get back, the other driver goes. Where will you be at, where's your next stop?" "Howard Johnson in Ohio." "Same thing, no breakfast." No one wants to leave the truck unattended. He says, "If you don't call me within 30 minutes of that stop, I will send out an APB for you." And he said, "If you miss any of your stops on the way to Chicago, you have to stay in touch. We will send out FBI after you. You will be put in jail for 20 years. We're going, "Whoa." We get to Chicago, get to the location. A guy comes out. We give him the papers, looks at the papers, gets in the truck, tells us to go inside, have a cup of coffee. He'll bring the truck back. And we're only carrying 20,000 pounds of, we can carry 40,000 pounds. And we only have 20,000 pounds on. I'm sorry, 80,000. We only have 20,000 pounds. It's a light load. We don't know what it is. Took me a while, but I figured out it was heroin for the hospitals. Chicago was a point of disbursement. They dispense to the country from Chicago. And if that type of security, if we were under that type of a security with heroin or medical grade painkillers, I guarantee you this container with nuclear waste, it was followed by satellite. It was followed point to point, what ship it came in on, when the ship left port, where the ship was at any time during the voyage to the country, when it ended up in port, when it was unloaded, how it was going to be shipped and transported from the port to its location with radioactive material. There's absolutely no way, no way, for this nuclear material to be lost. It was a military operation of some kind. U.S. government has to be. And with these drones that have these sniffers, these things, they can even sniff nuclear leakage from outer space. So no, there's some really bad hombres that are involved with this, and continuity of government agencies of one kind or the other. 5 or 10 of the intelligence agencies had to have known about it. So no, it didn't disappear. It was, that's the what they want us to believe. Source lost in transfer, according to a report. Source, lost in transit. The following information was provided by the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection via email. A licensee reported to the NJDEP December 3rd, 2024, that a GE-68 pin source that they had sent for disposal has been lost in transit on December 2nd, 2024. If they're not going to lose Cutty Sark whiskey without you knowing about it, or medical grade painkillers, heroin, opium, whatever, they're not going to lose this stuff. The source is an Eckert and Ziegler model HEGL-0132 with current appropriate activity of 0.267 MCI period. The shipping container arrived at its destination damaged and empty. The licensee has filed a claim with the shipper. If the source is not located within the 30 days, the licensee will follow up with a full written report to include root causes and corrective actions. This event is reportable under 10 CFR 20-2201, small a, in parentheses, and 1 and 2 I's. The New Jersey event report ID number to be determined. This material event contains a less than Cat 3 level of radioactive material. Sources that less than IAEA Category 3 sources are either sources that are very unlikely to cause permanent injury to individuals or contain a very small amount of radioactivity, would not cause any permanent injury. Some of these sources, such as moisture density gauges or thickness gauges, are the Category 4, the amount of unshielded radioactive material, if not safely managed or securely protected, could possibly, although it is unlikely, temporarily injure someone who has handled it or otherwise in contact with it, or who were close to it for a period of many weeks. They've just watered it down. No. You have a percentage much smaller than this with people that take an x-ray. And these people, they're standing behind a lead wall. And if you're male, they're giving you an apron, so don't damage your ability to procreate. So no, this stuff is someone in the Department of one of the departments of this government, they know where it's at. They know where it is. They know what they can use it for. You know, it's one of these situations, too, where you can use small doses like this and over a period of 6 months kill somebody. Maybe not even that long. So the general is watching everything that's happening with chemical waste or nuclear fuel, hazardous materials. He gets the flu. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Present Truth site.
I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids and ways to keep you informed of your child's day. Finally, make sure you visit where your child will spend their day and meet all of the staff. For checklists to help make your decision, visit healthychildren.org.
Being a parent, especially for the first time, with that comes a lot of self-doubt. As a dad, I just try to lead by example. When you're trying to be the best person that you can be, your kids see that and then they emulate that.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, the secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hey, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360KHNC.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural way to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
Something in the Arrowright, like maybe some kind of a declaration of war, an attack on American soil to prevent the change administratively from the Biden corrupt ministry to Trump. This ministry presently is one of the most corrupt in American history. It is documented. It is known. The people of this country, many refuse to see it, believe it, understand it. They're in denial. But China isn't in denial. China was working with this administration. So was the previous administration, not Trump, prior to Trump. And so to some degree, we were maybe selling secrets to China, not so much Russia, but even Russia is a threat to this country. Bigger threat than, to some degree, China. But on the other hand, China is the bigger threat. And the Trump administration realizes that, or Trump realizes that the big threat is China. That's without Russia, not as much. The other big threat in the Middle East is the rise now of the new caliphate. And the one who is the nation who is keeping the caliphate, you might say, on a tether to some degree, is Israel. Three major powers in the world. Two powers, Russia and China, have begun the process of America's demise. The demise of the structure of power in the United States of America, going back over 100 years. It was Russia that has initiated and is now accelerating the demise of the powers that have ruled this country for over 160 years. This is why Russia is a threat to the rulers of the West. Less than a year out, Russia will be no longer a threat to the United States. Vladimir Putin, I'm pretty sure he will retire from politics in a great Russian war that's coming next year. I don't think he will be, I don't think he's going to die. I refer to the Russian war in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 in the Bible. I refer to the Psalm 83 war, which began on October 7th, 2023. This is documented now. It's documented in the Bible. It's documented now in history. Israel in a regional war, removing enemies within, adversaries within, and enemies without. In the Bible, another prophecy, the destruction of Damascus. Old ancient city, Damascus. 2 days ago, Israel exploded this earthquake weapon, and it sent shockwaves, twice the speed of the shockwaves of the earthquake, to the region, registered 3.1 on the Richter scale, shattered buildings, or it ruined foundations, shattered windows, structures. It's in the Bible. And the reason I present this to you is because this is out of diswire.com. This was on the 4th of December. World Economic Forum working with Bill Gates to debunk the Bible using AI to usher in a one world religion. The World Economic Forum and billionaire Bill Gates have been working together in the background to rewrite the Holy Bible using AI and release a new version that will to usher in a new universal spirituality to fit within their vision of a transhumanistic world. The new plan, which has already received the blessing of Pope Francis, the vicar of Rome, the Jesuit who is not a true believer, and the billion people that are Catholics on the, in the world have no idea that the Vatican seat is actually empty. It has been just like 4 years ago, an imposter took the seat of President of the United States of America, an imposter by the name of Joe Biden. The same has happened within the Catholic Church. So Pope Francis has given the blessing, the aim to reconstruct the core teachings of Christianity with new AI fact-checked version that will force the masses to accept their new God. They want to change prophecy. Prophecy says the United States will be punished by God. They want to change that prophecy, that the Catholic Church will also be punished by God. This Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, I'll be right back.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
This is Dr. Catherine Albrecht inviting you to join me for my new radio show, Monday through Friday at 2 p.m., right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Time is running out. This song came out roughly 22 years ago, just like that. And now, time is running out for the people in the world. One of the signs of Christ's coming is a new world religion. It's in the Bible. And Gates and the World Economic Forum, Yuval Harari, these people, they hate the Bible because they are in the Bible. They are called the wicked. They're in the Bible. They are called the godless. They're talked about throughout the scripture. And especially in the final years before Christ's return, we have already hit the window of time, 8 years. We're within the 8-year period before Christ's second coming. We're not coming up to that point. We are already have gone through that window. We are less than 8 years away from Christ's return. Pope Francis, he does not want Christ to return. In the book of Revelation, chapter 2, there's one of the seven lampstands, one of the seven churches called Thyatira. It's a church with many members, about 1 billion members in the church of Thyatira. That is the ancient name for the Catholic Church. And within the Catholic Church, it is a system that is one of the, not the oldest of the family of churches. It is the fourth church. It's not the oldest. It wasn't around when Peter was alive. It didn't come into existence until about 400 AD in that vicinity through Constantine. But it is a huge church. It is an older church. It is an influential church. But according to Revelation chapter 2, according to the what is written about the church in Thyatira, it is a church that houses the deep things of Satan. You can read it for yourself. If you're Catholic, I don't mean to offend you, but you might as well see what of the seven lampstands, which one are you a member of? The Catholic Church is Thyatira. And God says there is great punishment coming to that church, Thyatira. And here you have the World Economic Forum, along with Bill Gates of death, of hell, Bill Gates of hell, planning to change and rewrite the Bible. Jesus said that if you change one jot or tittle, and in the book of Revelation, nothing will be changed in the book of Revelation if you change anything in the book of Revelation. That part will be taken away from you. The book of Revelation is precise. It is accurate. It is detailed. It tells the world back then about a future world that they could not grasp. But we, living today in the world, we can grasp what is written in the book of Revelation. We can grasp a new economic system, a system where without worshiping, taking a name or a number, you can't buy, you can't sell. It is a system of worship, but not worship to God. It is the worship of man and the worship of Satan. And so here, Bill Gates, using artificial intelligence, is going to release a new version that will usher in a new universal spirituality to fit within their vision, a transhumanistic world, God with man. In other words, man becomes God. In evolution, in their philosophy, you evolve. Eventually, man will evolve and be God. And this new plan has already received the blessing of Pope Francis, the church in Thyatira, the Catholic Church, to reconstruct the core teachings of Christianity with a new AI fact-checked version that will force the masses to accept their new God. This is exactly what Christ had the Apostle John record as he wrote Revelation, the Apocalypse. And here, who is going to rewrite this? Bill Gates of Hell, the second beast in Revelation chapter 13. Hold that thought. Podcast 1360KHNC.com, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. The Present Truth on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 1, the Present Truth program on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Excuse me. And the first hour of the program is on 1360KHNC.com podcast section. Both hours are archived on the radio site, 1360KHNC.com. Again, podcast section, Present Truth site. I'm going to continue in the second hour. Christ said there would be signs, and in the years before his return, through the century, in the 2 days, 2,000 years before he returned, there would be signs. But especially from the time Israel becomes a nation, and later in the generation, the final generation, in the last decade, which we have already, we've been in the last decade for 2 years. We are now within the 8-year window of Christ's coming. The evangelical Christians, Catholics, Lutherans, Episcopalians, all Protestant affiliates don't realize that we are within an 8-year window before Christ returns. But we're here. One of the final things that Satan will do is he will push a new world religious order. It is occurring right now. And I'm reading about this out of this article out of Diswire.com. This was on December the 4th by a Bradley Greer. World Economic Forum working with Bill Gates to debunk the Bible using AI to usher in a one world religion. And then Pope Francis is going to reconstruct the teachings of Christianity. What does he mean, Christianity? He doesn't mean the Catholic Church. Francis is planning to use the Catholic Church to reconstruct core teachings of the Christian faith in all of the seven churches, or the seven lampstands. And then you have, and I'm going to have to visit with you, that will return for the next hour. If you can't, again, the podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. Yuval Noah Harari, the godless men of the present time. And they'll admit it. Not my opinion. It's the truth. They will admit their hatred of Jesus Christ. I'll be back for hour two in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, this Present Truth program.
Here's the deal. If you would like to noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us here at AM 1360. KHNC is not just any radio station. Our listenership has grown tremendously over the past year or so because of all the quality programming that's been added. Programs such as the Dan Bongino.